Welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, with Mr. OC himself, the original. We got our original guest. We got the OG in the house. Right?
Welcome, everybody, to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm John Gutierrez, Senior Vice President here, and your host of, again, another great show that we have ready for you guys. With us again, he's saying OG because of, you know, Shelly Padilla, one of our longtime members, was on our show when we first started the show. And so let me just introduce her again. She's a State Farm insurance agent, what we like to call a community leader at our chamber, longtime member, supporter, and our Chamber Estrella Awards 2021 Member of the Year winner. Welcome back, Shelly Padilla.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for having me here today. And thank you to the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for continuing to host this podcast. I've met so many great people, and I've heard so many great stories on this podcast.
Well, we're very excited to have you back, even though Pa Roberts is calling you the OG.
Now, she did have a criticism, though. She says we don't call out how to listen live. We put it on the notes, but we don't say it's on YouTube and Facebook right now.
Yes. So for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, or where you're listening to us or watching us, as you all know, OC Talk Radio is our host of our show. And so you could always click on the link or go to Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce or our Instagram, and you'll be able to find all the links there. And so with that said, you know, Shelly, welcome back, because we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot of great stuff going on, and we'll go into some of the insurance stuff that's also going on out there. More than anything, you know, for those of you that don't know, I've known Shelly since high school, and that's probably why she calls me Johnny instead of John, right? She used to calling me Johnny from high school, right? But more than anything, she's been our insurance agent for me and my wife, I want to say over 15 years, right, Shelly?
Long time.
Yes, yes. And I must say, I really appreciate all the great service. Anytime we have any issues, we call you at crazy times. I do apologize for that. Or when you go, obviously, when you go buy a new car or something, you need copies of this, copies of that. Can you, you know, email me this right away? And you, and not only you, but your office, Alexis and the other girls, they're awesome. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't do it without my team. I have an amazing team.
Yes, yes. And you're also part of one of our new committees that we've started at the Chamber, which is our real estate committee. And it's something that I know for many years you guys had been doing the Santa Ana Broker Preview. What was that, like maybe 10 years at least, right?
It was over 12 years ago we started.
Yeah, 12 years ago at Original Mike's?
Original Mike's.
Is that where it started, or where did it start?
Actually, no. It started at, the restaurant on 4th Street. I can't even remember.
No worries,
it burned down.
But somewhere else,
yes,
right?
Different
and
location.
Then it went to Original Mike's in Santa Ana.
Yes.
And of course, recently, we launched our own real estate committee. You know, shout out to Maria, who's on our real estate committee. She's our chair. And then also Jimmy's on there, and Erica Grace, right?
Yes.
Garcia. We call her Grace because
yes,
of her
OC credit biz.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And the rest of the team, that's part of it. Thomas, our good friend Thomas, shout out to him. And this real estate committee, it's been great. You know, it's been great collaborating now with the chamber. We've had something. I mean, one time we had like 120 people show up, right?
It was a full house.
Yes. Yeah, and now we have them at Spoons.
Yes. Oh, thank goodness. And Tony's the owner of Spoons, and
good
shout
guy.
Out to him too.
Yeah, shout out to Tony. Spoons Restaurant, if you don't know, it's one of our partners at our chamber. They're also going to be at the event tomorrow that we're going to talk about, Dia de los Abuelos, at the Delhi Center. Thank you, Shelly, for being one of our supporters and sponsors of that event. It's going to be celebrating our seniors in our community, right? What does that mean to you, tomorrow's event, Shelly? Can you share a little bit? I mean, tomorrow's event's pretty unique. We've never had anything like that at the chamber.
I'm so excited. First, I want to thank Mint Insurance, because Miriam's hosting this event, and she
yes.
allowed me to partake in this. And so I'm so thankful for that, because it's very personal to me. It's called Dia de los Abuelitos.
Yeah.
And that even brings me tears to my eyes, because my mom and dad were very instrumental to my success, because I was a young mom. And I remember my parents used to help me babysit. And my sisters as well, but since it's Dia de los Abuelitos, I'm going to go ahead and just talk about my mom and dad, but I do not want to take away from my sisters as well. But I remember I was a young mom. I was 19 years old. By the time I was 21. I had two children. And at that time, I was just trying to figure out life. I was a young girl who was a mother, and I was still in college. I was working, and I'm just trying to figure out life myself. And my mom was a food service worker. She used to work. She took the 4:30 a.m. shift just to help out. So my mom would go in at 4:30. She'd get out by 1:30 so that she can help me pick up my kids at 2:30. These were not her children. These were mine. These are my responsibility. And yet my mom assumed that responsibility, waking up, taking an early shift. That means she was up at 3:30 in the morning every morning to help me out. My dad, who suffered, my dad didn't have a quality of life. I always say he was dealt a bad hand. In his 40s, he was permanently disabled. He didn't work. And unfortunately, the doctors at that time used to prescribe my dad so many medications. We didn't know any better. You know, we were really young. So my dad was usually always sleeping or under medication. And that was tough because my mom had to get home and not only take care of my father, but she also had to help me with the children. There's five of us. I have five sisters. And I was the first one to have children, and I'm the second to youngest. So when my dad was always under medication, my dad also did his part because my mom used to get home at 1:30 in the morning or she was running late. My dad used to take care of my son, and my son at that time was like one or two. And my dad used to sleep all day long. But yet, how is it that my dad knew that there was 1 hour window that he had to stay up and he would just take care of my son on the couch, on the bed? And as much medication as he was on, he attended to my son. Wow. So I feel that's why it takes a village to raise a family.
What's interesting, you mentioned your father, because to your point, yes, you know, Miriam from Mint Health Insurance, who's really brought this to us at the chamber, said we should do this, Dia de los Abuelos. To be honest, I never had heard of this Dia de los Abuelos event that happens. And when she brought the idea to us, you're right, it hit home. Because, you know, for us, our parents, our grandparents, right? In my case, my dad was so much older and I never got to meet really my grandparents. But my dad was the grandpa to a lot of the kids in our family. And I can tell you that knowing now that your dad's not with us, my dad's not with us, my father-in-law's not with us, and tomorrow, if your mom is there and my mom's there and my mother-in-law's there, it'll be interesting, guys, because if you visit the Delhi Center, which me and Miriam did a couple of weeks ago, or when we started planning this event about a month ago, we actually visited their group of seniors there. They invited us to go speak to them, to invite them to this event. And when you walk into the room, it was a great room. They were playing Loteria. They're having a good time. But if you look at the room, it was probably 80% women, maybe like a few men. And if you look at the history and the statistics, it shows that many of our fathers are not around no more. Why? Because they worked some pretty heavy labor jobs at a young age. And health-wise, you know, they didn't live very long. So tomorrow is going to be a special day because we're really, you know, even though we're honoring a lot of the seniors there, we're also remembering, right, a lot of those that are not with us, right?
Definitely.
Your father, like my dad. Your dad, my dad, my father-in-law. I'm very excited because my wife's going to be there, my sister, my mom's coming. I think it's really cool that for the first time, like maybe our parents get to meet, even though we're always networking.
Yes.
It'll be nice that hopefully they meet some of them, each other. We take some photos. And for the first time, maybe they're meeting. And right. I think that's weird but interesting.
Absolutely.
Because we've all known each other for so many years. Right? But maybe our parents have never met. So I think this event's going to create that platform.
Correct.
Right. And for those of you listening for the first time, it's tomorrow at the Delhi Center. If you first time you're hearing about this event, from 10 to 1, anybody's welcome to attend. Please leave us a comment just so we know if you're coming and bringing one of your parents or grandparents. But it is going to be indoors at the Delhi Center. There's going to be plenty of AC because everybody's worried about this heat wave, right?
Yes.
It is going to be indoors. We're going to have aguas frescas. We're going to have birria that my mom and my wife are making. We're going to have Pollo Norteño's making tacos. Spoons is bringing ceviche. Tomorrow, Tony. We have Lore Cafe. They're doing conchas. I mean, we have a lot of people bringing different types of food and I know a lot of people are providing like they're doing like haircuts for the seniors.
Yes.
And salon kind of stylist.
Zumba,
that's right. Elizabeth's doing a Zumba, I think, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I think Elizabeth's doing the Zumba. And we have Mariachi Divas. performing at 11 o'clock. And of course, all that is really thanking you, Shelly, and many of our other sponsors and supporters that were able to step up and help us with the cost of this event. And so I wanted to personally just thank you.
Thank you for
helping out and always supporting us and the chamber. So I think tomorrow is going to be different, unique.
Yes.
And hopefully we keep the tears, you know, from like, who's cutting onions, right?
Well, I think for me, the reason why it's so special is because, as I mentioned, my parents helped me so much when I was such a young mom. And at that time, I don't think I had the appreciation I have as I do today.
Yep.
Because I was so young and I was in the grind and, you know, you were just doing day by day. And now that I'm older and now that, you know, I've done well for myself, my children are well, they're healthy, I look back now and I definitely didn't get here alone. Yep, I did it exactly. With the help of my family, with the help of my mom and my dad. May you rest in peace.
Yeah.
And I appreciate all those things because without them, I probably wouldn't be here today.
Yeah. And like you said, you're living his legacy, right?
Yes.
His hard work, his legacy. And hopefully anybody that's watching and attending, you know, bring your grandpa, your grandma, your parents. And hopefully they can come out and enjoy the event and enjoy the food and the celebration. And whatever it is, we bring them a little bit of a smile, right?
Definitely.
For like a few hours. The Delhi Center, guys, is in Santa Ana off of Warner. And Main Cross Street is like between Grand and Main over there. It's a great center. They're partners of our chamber. John Amador, this last year, a good friend of ours, he was able to get pallets and pallets from one of his friends donated. Of toys, right?
Yes.
And clothing. And I think he donated, John, I mean, we brought over there like 4 or 5 pallets and they were very appreciative because that went to that community.
Yes.
Which, you know, to many, it's considered a low income community, mm-hmm. right? In that area. So I think it's going to be a beautiful event. And so again, thank you all. And hopefully, you know, tomorrow you can attend. Let's get a little bit into also like what's going on with the insurance industry right now, if you don't mind. I know, you know, we're going to get into a couple other things after this, but how are you doing? How's this whole, because I mean, I just want to say, I hear you insuring a lot of our friends and I know other people are having challenges insuring people. So, you know, thank you for that. That's really appreciated because we need it.
Yes.
It's a must, but it's so difficult maybe or challenging to find those resources right now. So how's that going?
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm so thankful. State Farm is a great company. We're the biggest in the country. So that makes it a lot easier. We also, since you have a personal agent, it makes such a difference. I think most people pay for insurance all their lives and they don't really use it. But I think now people are experiencing it differently. So what makes State Farm different is that if you are in a car accident, you have a personal agent. So you can call me, text me like the way you do.
And by the way, I do, guys. I, this is not a joke. In fact, one of my friends recently, I won't say names, his son was in an accident out in Riverside. And mm-hmm. And I remember texting you saying, hey, you know, when a friend of yours calls you overwhelmed that their young son has just been in a car accident, he has a lot of questions, right? And for whatever reason, based on the late night that it happened at the time, his agent wasn't answering or wasn't responding. And so he reached out to me because he knows we have a lot of resources. And I reached out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, you were able to answer some questions for him or at least kind of guide him as much as you could mm-hmm. to help him out. And so I do appreciate you taking those texts and calls at some crazy hours.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes the difference with insurance. It's like every industry. Every industry is experiencing hard times, challenges right now because of so many reasons. But what makes the difference is having somebody that you can actually text, call. You're not having to call an 800 number. I know that I've been in the workforce a long time, over 30 years. And I was, you know, I'm old school. You know, I'm used to calling and texting, having that customer service. So I have a lot of customers that text me, call me. For instance, your friend, they called and text me and there's no magic to it. I just help guide them.
Yes.
I answer their questions. And I think what I gave them most importantly was peace of mind. And that's what allows them to sleep and knowing that everything's going to be okay the next day. That's all I did. And that goes a long way. And I realize that I'm an expert in my field. There's no magic to it. It's just taking the time to listen and help people and guiding them. That's the key, and educating them. I've been in this business for a long time, and I think people ask me, Shelly, how do you do it? the way I've done it is by helping people. When you help people, when you listen to people.
Good karma.
Absolutely. When you serve as a resource, good things happen to you. And we take for granted that people know everything. People know what they're good at, and that's in their craft. But it doesn't make them insurance experts like myself, right? Because that's what I'm dedicated to. So I love helping people. I love being a resource. I'm in every single event. I don't eat my time.
She really is, guys. She really is. But you know what? I like what you said earlier. Peace of mind. And let me tell you, for those watching or listening to us, if you're a father or a mother like my wife and I, and by the way, happy anniversary to my wife. Today we're 20 years married.
Oh, congratulations.
Shelly's known us probably all that time. And let me tell you, I will say, having a son that's in high school right now, when he started to drive a couple of years ago, I reached out to Shelly, and I had a lot of questions because I'm like, you know, he's going through this, you know, training, and he's about to get his permit, and now he's going to get his license, right? And and I'm like, me and my wife are just like, no, we don't want you to drive, right? You're like scared, right? As a parent, you're really scared. And those of you listening or watching know what I'm talking about because you've gone through it or you may be going through it. Nothing is more fearful than watching your son, who you would think or remember he was a little boy yesterday, driving away, and you just want to run after him and chase him and be like following him to make sure. Yeah. But I remember going to you for a lot of those questions to have peace of mind, like you said earlier.
Yes.
That fear. And I remember you saying things like, well, you know, this is the kind of vehicle that I recommend, right, for insurance purposes.
Yes.
That mattered because we were like, I went in and I was looking at cars that you were like, no, John, you should not. You should not be buying them that car.
His
right?
first car should not be a Mercedes.
Or like a sports car, right? You said that's not good because insurance is going to be high, right?
Yes, it was like, a sports car.
You know, we don't think of stuff like that. We go to the, you know, dealership and you're like, okay, that one looks good. And especially when he's with you and he likes a particular vehicle, right? Mm-hmm. And so I remember you saying no. I remember calling her at the dealership. She's like, no, that's not a good idea. You should consider this, this, and this.
Based on their expertise, I recommend this vehicle.
Yes, yes.
Not this kind of horsepower.
Yes. And based on a budget. I mean, everybody's on a budget, right? And so that matters, guys. That really matters when you're shopping for your young son. And you know, I mean, you have a son. Right?
Yes, he's driving. He has a permit as well.
So, you know, you're going through it too, right?
I'm fearful.
I think we all are, right? So thank you for that, because for those of you listening or watching, that is why you need an agent like that, right? Because they're not just an agent. They're really somebody who's providing you peace of mind.
Definitely.
Right? Peace of mind and education, right? On this is what I would advise.
And there's a reason why, insurance is expensive for young drivers. The reason why statistics show that young drivers cause a lot of accidents are more prone to more accidents. So it is expensive. But I've worked with a friend of mine. He's no longer there at the CHP office.
That's right. Good guy.
Yeah,
I remember
Tino.
Him. Yes,
Tino.
Shout out to Tino. Yes.
So at the CHP back then, we used to do courses, driving courses for young drivers. We used to educate young drivers on what to do and what not to do. And I think what I remember when we had an event, just seeing the officer there and him talking about the rules, I think it just kind of set the authority in place. And it's like, oh boy, you don't want to be behind, you know, that car. So that helped a lot too.
Well, I think more than anything, I remember when you had events there at your office in the parking lot. I remember this a couple of years ago. You did where we gave away free helmets, right, for kids, some bikes. We raise money for X amount of bikes and helmets for safety for kids with the CHP being supporters. I think that was good because our kids and our families got to interact with the CHP.
Yes.
Right? And that gives you that, like you said, again, peace of mind that there's a relationship there in the community.
Yes.
Right? Because everybody's so fearful of you get pulled over by a police officer, a CHP, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I'm fearful of, like, if my son gets pulled over, right?
Yes.
That relationship, right?
I think that was probably one of the best events that we did. Mm-hmm. I was excited because CHP Corporate from San Diego, CHP Santa Ana, there were so many a lot of the agencies were there. And we did free helmet giveaways. They were provided by CHP. But the most important thing that I saw, that takeaway, which made me so happy, is there was a lot of people that were coming by. Because this was during COVID.
Yes, yeah.
So we weren't able to get off. What we did is we did like
the drive-through.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, I remember that.
We did a drive-through. Yeah,
it was towards the end of COVID, if I'm
towards
correct.
The end. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
But people were still a little fearful, right?
Yes.
And the tough part about that is you want to smile. But we're all wearing masks, so we wanted to smile at the kids, right? Yeah. And the view, some people wore the clear through kind of mask.
Yes, that's
so
right.
That helped, right? COVID, end of COVID, right? Yeah. It was eerie. Well, that was a great event. And speaking of events, guys, October 2nd, we also have our upcoming golf tournament, which is our fundraiser for our youth chamber, our scholarship youth chamber, where we raise money for our mentorship program, which John Amador, our friend, is the lead advisor. And every year we give about $50,000 worth of scholarships at the end of the year to kids in the community that are part of our youth mentorship program. And I know you've attended for many, many years our upcoming, of course, October 2nd chamber golf tournament. What for you has that event been like for you? Because I know you love to golf. You can golf, girl. You got to swing.
You know, the chamber golf tournament is by far an amazing day. I look forward to it every year. I do love to golf. But
golf is a good business game, right?
Oh, it is. Golf is good. Golf is fun.
Yes.
But that day, what's special is from the moment you walk in, you feel the energy.
Mm.
And that right there, we're all vibing off each other.
Yes, yes.
Definitely. Everybody's energy.
Yes.
And the reason why I love our golf tournament is because everyone is friendly.
Yes.
Everyone is kind.
Yes, it's
everyone
true.
Is welcoming.
Oh, yeah.
I attend a lot of events. I attend a lot of golf tournaments. And not everybody is extroverted. FYI, not everybody, has that in them.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect event for someone who wants to grow their business,
mm-hmm.
someone that needs to come out, and sometimes you just need to disconnect. So that day, it feels so great because you're able to disconnect, you're able to meet so many people. And I've met so many great people, people that I see on a regular basis, and then I've met so many great people who just took the chance and they came out because they've heard so much about us. And they tell me, Shelly, thank you for being so welcoming. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for introducing us to everyone. And it's funny, I believe God answers our prayers in many different ways. Yeah. I've met so many people that have gone there and they're like, Shelly, I was praying because I have a business. This has been happening. And I met this person and this person's going to help me.
Yep. Yep, yep.
And that right there is a success story because it's not about
preach.
Us.
Preach, sister, preach. You know what's funny, guys, is that everything you said is so true. Like, we're just one big family. We're like at the chamber here, and that's what makes us, I think, different. And for those of you listening or watching, if you don't know how to golf, it's okay. Guess what? I don't either. And I've been involved in golf tournaments for the past 15 years. And I actually don't golf at these events. I'm more of there to help. For many years, I volunteered to set up or welcome people, help. We're raising money for a good cause. We're raising money for these kids that need the money. You should see at the banquet when they get these checks. The kids are so happy and their parents are there with them. And a lot of these kids are coming from some tough financial situations. And when they get that $1,000 check or whatever the amount is, their face, how it lights up, it reminds me of like, it was so worth doing everything we did as far as volunteering, finding sponsors, donors, putting together baskets for raffle prizes, silent auction we do. But it's just a great event overall. People
Absolutely.
Get to network and meet each other, like you said. And when we bring new people there, they're just like, and again, this is at Strawberry Farms in Irvine. It's a great golf course right down the street, right next to Irvine Valley College.
Right.
And so it's really a nice, not too far, centralized. We always get great weather, right?
Yes, always.
That's why we do it in October, right? So again, October 2nd, if any of you want to participate, get involved, be a sponsor, donate some sort of raffle prize, you can also get a table at one of the golf holes for a couple $100. And you can promote your business, market your business, which a lot of people don't know that.
Yes.
That's so much fun, right? Setting up at one of the golf holes. You always have some great setups, you and Erica. I mean, you have like,
I gotta give credit.
You've had ceviche, micheladas. You've had, I mean, it's fun, right?
Yes, I'm just the delegator. But you know, Johnny, when you talk about the golf tournament, I know right now we're talking about what I get from it and what I enjoy. But what I really enjoy now is the fruits of my labor. I've been giving back to the community for so many years, I'd say over 20 years plus. And what I really enjoy about the golf tournament is that now I get to see the benefits of all these children that we've been able to help, because a lot of them had reached out to me.
Yes.
And when we met them, you know, they were in underserved communities. Many of these children, you know, didn't have aspirations. And I just had one recently call me, or he texted me actually, and he texted me and I couldn't believe it. Today he's a paralegal, he's a father, he has children, he has a Social Security card, he has a driver's license. And when I met him, unfortunately, he didn't have any of those things.
Wow.
And this was in...
What a great story.
2011.
Wow.
So this is 14
years. Well, you don't realize how many years we've been involved in things like this, or how many years, you know, have gone by so fast, and how much you've been, you know, obviously, thank you. Thank you for giving back and supporting not only in general the community, but a lot of our events, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you for supporting, sponsoring, and thank you to State Farm, right?
Yes.
Who provides you that platform.
Definitely.
Right? That support system.
Yes.
And to your staff. I got to give it up to your staff, because when we have these golf tournaments, you guys should see, man, loading up these trucks, right? Your canopy, the cooler, like all your stuff. And I see your daughter, who's amazing at your office.
Thank you.
And your other staff, of course. And they come to the golf tournament and they're setting up the canopy and they're setting up their table. You know, all this makes our events so much more fun.
It does. Because, you know, people only see the good stuff on Facebook. They see us laughing and posting and... But they don't see the time that we wake up, the preparation. We're up at 4:30 in the morning, loading up. And most of us are women, so we have these coolers. We have so many giveaways.
Yeah.
And the night before, I'm always thinking, oh, why did I sign up? Oh, my goodness. I shouldn't have done this.
Right.
And at 4:30 in the morning, and as we're driving there.
Yeah.
And then when we get to the location... The energy is there. And all of a sudden, I forget all the prep work.
Yes, yes.
So that's the good thing about doing the events, because it is hard work. It seems like it. But when you love what you do, when you see the impact that you're making on the communities, it's so well worth it. And I think myself, I have had a long work history. I have at least 33 years of professional career, or not just working in the workforce. And by this point, you gotta love what you do.
Yes.
Because every day... you know, you can't get stuck in that every day just waking up. You have to love what you do, and that's what gets me going. I love it every single day.
Well, on that point, that's why you were our Estrella Awards 2021 Member of the Year winner. And our Estrella Awards is such a big, beautiful gala that we do at the Disneyland Hotel. And, you know, there's a reason why our board nominated you and voted you for this award. Because you do so much in the community. As a State Farm agent, again, if you guys need auto or life insurance or any of that, please contact Shelly. Where could they reach you, Shelly? What would you say is the best way to get a hold of you for our listeners?
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. If you guys have any questions regarding insurance, please give me a call. I would love to help you.
Do you have an office number that we can give out?
Yes, I do. Okay. My office number is 714-543-5858, or you can just Google State Farm Shelly Padilla, and I will be right there. So you can just call my office, stop by. We would love to talk to you.
Oh, Paul would like us to have her spell it, Shelly Padilla.
Yes.
So Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
And then go ahead.
Padilla, Padilla.
Perfect. And that, if you Google her name, will come up as State Farm agent there in Santa Ana, right off of Grant Street.
Yes.
Not far from the 22 freeway. Great office, great staff. You could always stop by, say hello. And they're just a great resource to the community. Shelly, I mean, 30 minutes has gone by so fast. you know, we had so much to talk about. Again, folks, tomorrow Of course, we're having Dia de los Abuelos, September 5th, in case you're watching this show after this show, after the event. Any of you want to attend, let us know. Bring your mom, your grandpa, your grandma. It's going to be a great event at the Delhi Center.
And isn't there an RSVP number, because you don't want people just to show up?
Yes, there is an RSVP number, but at this point, I would just say, you know, feel free to reach out to us at the Chamber. You can leave a comment here, and then we can add you to the RSVP. Follow us on Instagram, OCHCC, or the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. But more than anything, guys, continue to get involved with what we're doing. Shelly, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you do for the community, for us at the Chamber. And we'll see you tomorrow. And then we'll see you again, of course, at the golf tournament, which is also coming up October 2nd.
Yes.
And so any final words before we go?
Wisdom from the OGs.
Paul Roberts, wisdom from the OG.
Our original guest.
Yes, our original guest, yes, not the other thing.
I just want to say, you know, every day, appreciate life, appreciate what
yes.
we do.
Yes.
I've just had a couple friends who have passed away, and I keep hearing bad news about that.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, as long as you wake up with breath, it's a day for you to get given a second opportunity to make it right or just to enjoy life. So.
Yeah, rest in peace, our friend Rafael, who we lost last night, who had a tough battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's part of our real estate networking group. Our friend Thomas, you know, shed some nice light today that, you know, a lot of his friends were there to support, you know, and help out. So you're right, Shelly. You know, we just got to appreciate life and be thankful. And with that, wishing you all the best. And we'll see you guys soon. God bless. Thank you, Shelly, for being on the show.
God bless. Thank you, guys.
Well, there you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time to meet our community. Brought to you by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation.